Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Hey guys, I am Power Online, and if you are with us tonight, why don't you start to share the stream, and you've enjoyed worship just now, and we've been online for a while now, and I want to actually now step into one of my most favorite topics, and I believe it's very apt for our time. I believe I've got a fresh word for you, because one of your greatest struggles in COVID-19 or during this time or during this period will be that place where Satan wants to leave you behind with your own thoughts, with your own world. And I actually want to correct your eyes again. I want to correct your focus again. I want you to put your eyes on the Lord. And I want to show you actually how the enemy fights, what Satan is busy doing, how he's active, effectively, very effective currently, and then what you need to do. Listen, we are not Satan's beating bag. We have to respond appropriately, but we have to understand what the enemy is busy doing. So I'm going to read a portion of scripture for you. And as you come on live, guys, what I want you to do tonight, and as you are on live with us, tag five friends, get five friends into the stream, and then also put your email addresses down, because we want to email you this teaching tonight, and to help you, to empower you, to equip you. So please be sure to give us your email addresses. What you'll also see running on the screen is a pastoral care helpline. I want you to be able to phone that number. Phone that number if you know about somebody that is in distress, somebody that is in need. Please phone this number. We are here to serve you, to empower you, to equip you. But right now, get your Bible, get your pen, get a notebook. We're going to go into the Word of the Lord, and we're going to explain one or two things for you. But I want you to show you what's busy happening, and I also want to show you what Satan loves to do. Satan loves to leave you alone with your thoughts. Those thoughts will destroy you if you don't keep it captive. But I actually want to show you how Satan's kingdom work, and then I want to show you what God has given to you that you can be sure not to be left behind with a satanic pattern, a satanic thought, because God is on the progress. God is incubating you to an elevation place. He's incubating you to a place of progress, to a place of blessing, to a place where the Lord is actually going to take you further. And he wants to bless you. So I want you to go to Ephesians chapter number 6. We're going to read a portion of scripture. And then I'm going to go into the Greek. I'm going to explain to you. I want to empower you. I want to equip you tonight. So Ephesians chapter number 6 says this: put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And then I want to jump down to verse number 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, by which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. By which you'll be able. Now, I want to draw for you, and I want to explain for you, because this is very important. If most of you, all of us, we're locked down. It's locked down, COVID-19, and if you have kids like me, most of you most likely would be thinking, why did I have so many children? If you're not thinking that, then you might be thinking, maybe I must continue with the Lord's command of having dominion and multiply, and then God bless you as you do that. But I don't know your situation, but I do know that Satan is a master at lying. He's a thief. He is the one that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And we must remember who we're fighting with. So the Bible says your war is not against flesh and blood. I've been seeing Facebook and Instagram and all different sites being inundated with the wrong enemy. Listen, your enemy is not flesh and blood. In actual fact, is that if the focus is currently on you, that's the wrong focus. Your focus should be on God. It should remain on the Lord, because your war is not against flesh and blood. In actual fact, 2 Timothy tells us that in the last days, perilous times will come. That word perilous is the word dangerous. Dangerous times will come. But then it says people will be lovers of themselves. Don't be a lover of yourself. Love God and love people. But I want to show you, the Bible says, for our wrestle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, wickedness of high places, rulers of the darkness. And so what you need to do tonight, you have to share with us your email address so that we can actually get this teaching to you. It will be typed out and it will be emailed to you latest by Tuesday morning. But I want you to get it. I want you to be activated in it. I want you to be empowered by it. And I want you to be equipped for your weapons. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, for your weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. What is a stronghold? A stronghold is something that keeps you in and someone out. And what Satan is trying to do, he's trying to keep you out of God's promises for your life. He's trying to dictate a new future for you, but you have received all the necessary weapons. So the Bible says again, we wrestle not. That word wrestle was a massive word in New Testament times. The word wrestle is the Greek word parle. The word parle. And this word, and it will come up on your screen, so the word parle was a word that would have inundated the New Testament time people with fear, because this word parle was a wrestle unto death. It was a wrestle to the end. So we need to understand our wrestle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wickedness of high places. So when you look at the scripture there, you find that there's four levels of satanic power. The first one is principalities, the word principalities. I want to write it for you that you can get it. The first realm is the word principality. Then you get a second realm, that's the word powers. Then you get a third realm, rulers of darkness. And then you get a fourth realm, wickedness of high places. And I want to show you that we are still dealing with the same enemy. It might have received a new name, but it's the same satanic power that is busy fighting. So again, the word principalities here, and as you guys are joining us, we need your email addresses. Share, tag 5 people for us, and share the stream. We want to let you know your warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, and wickedness of high places. And this wrestling match, this parlay match, is unto death. But it's a wrestling match that you're going to win. Why? For your weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. And I'm going to give you one weapon tonight, one weapon that you have that you can whip Satan with. And maybe we'll get even to 2, but you've got 1 or 2 weapons. You've got actually a couple. You've got 6 or 7 weapons. But I want to just give you 1 or 2. You are deadly in the hands of God. So the Greek word principalities is the Greek word archos. That means chief seats of power. They're ruling nations. They're in control over cities. The word power is the word kratos. Then you get the word rulers of the darkness, and that's the word I want to get to. Rulers of the darkness, that's the word kosmos krateros. And then you get the word wickednesses of high places. And they are normally the spirits that are assigned. They are the smaller level of devils. They're normally the devils we cast out. Principalities, you must get instruction from God before you deal with them. But I want to focus here on one of them, because this is literally what we are seeing. Principalities, again, controls nations, controls cities. Powers controls areas. And it's a force that controls an area. And then the word cosmos krateros. That's the one I want to get to. And I want to show you how you have a weapon against cosmos krateros, the rulers of the darkness. The word cosmos krateros is a compound word. A compound means it's 2 words. The word cosmos and the word krateros. The word cosmos means arranged. It means ordered. The word krateros comes from the Greek word kratos, which means power. So when we put these 2 words together, cosmos krateros, it means arranged power. So what that means is this, and I want to draw you a picture here that you can get it. If this is planet Earth, the Bible says Satan is the principality, the prince of the power of the air. So his kingdom is set up around the Earth. Satan's kingdom is set up around the earth. So he is the prince and the power of the air. So around the earth, why on the earth? Because God's attention is on the planet. And guys, if you've joined us just now, put down your email address, tag five friends. And we're speaking about being left behind with your own thoughts and your own situation, but fighting the wrong enemy. Most people are looking at their own situation. They're looking at their own circumstances. They're worried about their future. They're worried about their tomorrow, but they're not actually fighting the right enemy here. And you should be focusing on the right enemy. The enemy that you should be fighting on is the one that you should have been fighting from the start. And that is the enemy that wars against your soul. And that's none but the enemy called Satan or the devil. So Satan has put up his kingdom around the earth. And from that place, he wants to control the affairs of man. So his principalities, his powers, his rulers of the darkness, his wickednesses of high places, all of them are set up around the earth. The earth is the focal point. Why? Because earth was assigned to man. God gave the earth to man. That's why man have dominion over the earth. So as long as man is here and God is in heaven, the Bible says we have been given dominion over the earth. So again, our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, rulers of the darkness, wickedness of high places. But in that same picture that I just drew of the earth, and if we say Satan has set up his kingdom around the earth, he's the prince of the power of the air, and we speak about rulers of the darkness, the Greek word kosmos krateros, and we speak about ordered power, it means this, that Satan has a special league of demons that are trained to affect the earth and are trained in the heavens to affect planet Earth, kosmos krateros, arranged power. So you have demonic spirits that are actually doing certain stuff. For example, spirit of cancer, spirit of suicide, spirit of fear. They are trained, spirit of divorce. They are trained to do specific things. So again, your war is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wickednesses of high places. The Greek word kosmos krateros, arranged power. But, I want you to know that you have a weapon, and I want to give you one of the strongest weapons that is in your hands, and that you find in Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 16. I just wrote it to you or just read it to you, and I want you to note this. The Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Now, that word above all there, the word above all, taking the shield of faith. That word above all means in front. Front of all would be the correct Greek rendering. Front of all. So you have to put your faith in front of you. Because if you don't put your faith in front of you, you will put your thoughts in front of you. If you put your thoughts in front of you, you will become your thoughts. That is why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, take captive every thought and every imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Satan just needs to give you a thought. As long as he's given you a thought, he can leave you with the thought. Because what will happen if Satan leaves you with a negative thought and you move your faith from God to your thought, which many of you guys are struggling with right now, what will happen is that thought will start to elevate itself. And as it elevates itself, it will elevate itself higher than the knowledge of God in your life. And as soon as it hit that place, you will become your thought life. You will become your imagination. And your imagination are so powerful that you become what you see. That is why, for an example with Jacob, when Jacob wanted to produce sheep, speckled sheep and goats for himself, he only needed to put he cut stripes, he cut circles, he cut speckles, he cut stripes into it, and he put it at the watering hole of the speckled or of the speckled sheep and goats, or where the sheep and goats were busy mating. And what happened was, every time they mated, they would have seen their reflection, then they would have looked up. And as they looked up and they saw the speckles and they saw the stripes, they would create that what they were imagining. So your imagination is very powerful. That's why God has given you imagination. In actual fact, that's why God took away one language in the book of Genesis, where the Bible says that these people can do whatever they can imagine because they are of one language. It is interesting that the church today has been given one language again, the language of love, John 17. But many of you guys can be seated right now and you can be worried, uncertain, not knowing exactly what the future holds. And so what Satan is busy doing is introducing thoughts to you, thoughts that you are not, ideas to you. And if you don't put your shield up, if you don't take that weapon that you have for you, you have a weapon. The weapon is, the first weapon you have is the shield of faith. If you don't put your shield up, what's going to happen is Satan is going to be able to penetrate you and he is going to take you down. I want you to understand there's a greater enemy than COVID-19, and that's called fear. There's a greater enemy than coronavirus, which is the sister of Satan, Corona. There is, and I'm just teasing, but there's a greater danger than a virus, and that's you not taking control of your thought life and not taking control of you. Because if you don't take control of you, what will happen is you will reproduce your thoughts. As a man thinks, so is he. That's why Satan attacks the mind so vehemently. He understands that if he leaves you with a thought left behind, if he leaves you with a thought, if he leaves you with an idea, if he leaves you with the wrong focus, if he leaves you there, he can walk away from you. The job is done. You will implode. In other words, from the inside, you'll start to destroy yourself. And so that's why the Bible says, take up your shield of faith. And again, the Greek word there is the word analembano. And the word analembano there means, I want to just throw this out. I just want to get the right thing. It means the word analembano. Did I mess it up there? Can I go on? Okay, will you be able to cut and edit this?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I want you to note, guys, that God has given you the shield of faith, analembano. The word analembano means in front of all. Take up your shield of faith. Your shield of faith. And again, your shield, take up your shield of faith. And when Paul says, take up your shield of faith, what he is saying, the word analembano, with the Greek word above all, or the English word above all, it again means first of all, or it means in front. And this is what I want to remind you all on. When you take up your shield of faith, you have to place it in front of you. And this is key for you now to understand. Every soldier that enlisted in the Roman army, they were given a shield. And that shield was exactly the size. It was exactly the size of the Roman soldier or the person that were enlisted in the army. So when they were enlisted in an army, they got a shield. The shield was given to them according to their height and their width, but also according to their task. So if they were on the front lines, they were given a certain types of shield. If they were part of the infantry, they were given a certain type of shield. If they were part of the latter part of the army, they were given a certain type of shield. But every shield mattered. So what I'm trying to say to you, and I want to get it across to you, God is saying to all of us, take your focus off COVID-19. Place your eyes upon Jesus. Take up your shield of faith by which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts and put that shield in front of you. Put it in front. And Paul reminded the Ephesian church, because what happened with the Ephesian church was this. Ephesus was one of the biggest churches. It was the biggest church in New Testament time. It was about 100,000 strong. And then in 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 7, when Paul writes to Timothy and he says, for you have not received a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. Timothy's church was deteriorating as quickly as what it started. In actual fact, the church exploded to 100,000, and then it was decreasing at the same pace, or actually quicker. And that's when Paul writes to Timothy and he says, "Do you have not received the spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind?" In other words, when everything around you seems like chaos, there is one that takes all of that and he gives you a shield and he says, "You can stop Satan." So I want to encourage you tonight, and I want to say to you tonight, you can stop the devil right in his tracks by taking up your shield of faith. Now, that shield of faith was in an oblong type oblong shape. Oblong looked like this. It's an oblong shape. And that was your shield. And this shield was placed in front of everybody. So if you went to war, you would have placed your shield in front of you. And this shield was made out of animal hide, and they had two things that it needed to do. Every day this shield needed to be done two things too. And this is how you'll keep your shield up. This is how, and again the scripture, remember where I started, I said, our wrestle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness and wickedness of high places. But many people are taking the eyes of Jesus and they are left behind of their thoughts. And Satan knows if he can leave you with your thoughts, you will become your thoughts. As a man thinketh, so is he. But Satan also understands that if he leaves you long enough of your thoughts will rise, because scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, that if you don't take your thought captive, it will rise and it will go higher than the knowledge of God in your life. If you reach that place, what happens in power is that you become a captive of your own thoughts. So our greatest enemy is not what's happening around us. It is what's happening within us. That is why the atmosphere within you must be one of faith. If the atmosphere in you is one of faith, it doesn't matter what is on the external side of you, because you'll be able to conquer that. That is why Jesus could sleep in the storm that other guys were freaking out on. Why? He had an atmosphere inside of him of faith stronger than the turbulence outside of him. You have to understand, if Satan can make you think that your enemy is COVID-19 and your enemy is flesh and blood, what will happen, it will be all about you. But if you understand that you are called according to a purpose and assignment of God, what you will understand is you have to keep your shield up, because otherwise the fiery darts will be able to hit you. So this oblong type of shield was an animal hide. And if you guys are joining us right now, please tag 5 friends and please give us your email addresses, because we want to be able to share this teaching with you, that you guys would be empowered. And you would see running over the screen is a pastoral helpline, and we want to encourage you guys to actually be able to call us. We are calling people. We are making sure that our people are looked after in this time. But I want you to keep your focus on Jesus. Please keep your focus on Jesus. Now, as you kept your shield up, the Bible says above all taking the shield of faith, that animal hide, that shield, was made out of animal hide. And the soldiers did two things with it on a daily basis. First and foremost, they dipped it into water. And the scripture for that is Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 25 to 26, where the Bible says, "Wash yourself in the water of the word." You have to keep on dipping your own life in the water of the word. The more you dip yourself in the water of the word, the more you'll refresh your faith. The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen," Hebrews 11:1. Then God says, "I can only reward you on the faith that you have," Hebrews 11:6. The word reward there is, re means form, and the word ward means territory. God wants to give you new territory, but He can only give you new territory according to your faith, not according to your fear. Because the Bible says, whoever fears is a double-minded man. And God says, "I can't answer you if you're double-minded." So the first thing you need to do to keep your faith up, you need to dip it in the water of the Word. Get yourself baptized in the water. A scripture for that also, I'll give you a second line here, is Colossians chapter number 3, verses 15 to 16, which says that, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That word dwell, the word dwell is the Greek word meno. And if it gives you, I can give you a picture again. It means to burst out. It means to be overflowing. God wants you to overflow with the word. That's why scripture tells us in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 16 to 17, that the Bible is there for edification in all matters of righteousness. That's why the word of the Lord is a double-edged sword in your life. That word, by the way, double-edged there, the word double-edged is the Greek word dichstomos. And that is a very powerful word because di means two, stomos means mouth. So you have got two mouths in your life, the mouth of God and your mouth. And when you put those two mouths together, that's a double-edged sword. It cuts through everything. So I want to remind you again, your war is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wickedness of high places, four realms of Satan. But you are in a wrestling match. And for you to be effective in this wrestling match, you have to take up your armor. What is your armor? For the weapons we have received is not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. How applicable is that word not for us now? So what does a stronghold want to do? A stronghold wants to keep you in and want to keep other people out. We are kept in right now. But if you want to keep out the promises of God, let fear come in. If you want to loosen the promises of God over your life, then let faith in. How do you let faith in? Well, take up your shield and do two things. One, baptize it in the word of God. Baptize it in the word. So these soldiers, every day of their lives, they took up their shield, they baptized it in water, they kept it in water until it was soaked with the word or soaked with water. It was wet, wet, wet. And when it was wet, then they would have done something else. They would have taken a little jar of oil and they would have rubbed that thing with oil. They would have smeared it with oil. Why? Because the oil locked in the word. Now, isn't that powerful? Isn't that a powerful example for us? That's why the word of God tells you. That's why Jesus says, make sure that you do two things as a Christian. So how do you keep your shield in front of you? Guys, how do you keep your shield in front of you? You keep your shield in front of you by baptizing yourself in the word of God. Secondly, by rubbing or smearing yourself with the holy oil, a holy anointing oil. How do you do that? What is the oil of God? What is the anointing of God? And oil here is just a symbolism. What is the oil of God? The oil of God is the Lord Holy Spirit. How do you rub yourself of the oil of the Holy Spirit? Well, you need to let the Holy Spirit guide you. You need to let the Holy Spirit lead you. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The help of the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:26. The leadership of the Holy Spirit, John 15:26. And the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:14. God wants to help you, but you have to understand, we have to put our eyes on the real enemy. The enemy is still the devil. And again, the word devil here, the word devil, I've taught this so much, the word devil is the Greek word diabolos. And again, it's a compound word, the word dia and the word balo. The word balo means to throw a thought again and again and again and again until he finds penetration. As soon as he finds penetration, what he would want to do, he would want to build a stronghold. He wants to put you in a prison cell. That is what he wants to do. But you have to understand that you have a weapon. The first weapon that you have is the weapon of the shield of faith. You can whip the enemy with the shield of faith, but you have to put it in front, because if you don't put it in front of you, if you don't wet that shield in the water of the word, if you don't baptize that in the holy anointing, if you don't do that, the fiery dart will reach you. If the fiery dart reaches you, what will happen is destruction, because this fiery dart was like a bamboo shaft full of combustible fluid inside, and whenever they would have hit something that was dry, it would have exploded. And because the the tip of this, this arrow was lit but with fire, and inside this bamboo shaft was combustible fluid. So if it hit something dry, it would have been destroyed. This also gives us another picture. Do you know that every Roman soldier that was enlisted in the army, they were not enlisted of themselves in mind. They were enlisted with their brothers in mind. That's why the Bible says it is the body of Christ. So you have to put your shield next to your brother's shield. That is how you stay or remain effective. So lastly, I want to just say this. You have to know that the Bible says that war is not against flesh and blood, but against principality, powers, rulers of the darkness, and wickednesses of high places, four dimensions. And Satan has set up his kingdom around the planet. I want to just show you one last sketch here, which is very important for me that everybody understands. If we are on the earth, but I'm seated with Christ in heaven, if I'm on earth, but I'm seated with Christ in heaven, Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 6, that means I belong to a realm where there's no sickness. Because where God is, everything is under God's control, correct? Now, if I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, then everything inside of me should be under God's control. That's why my thought life cannot be under Satan's control. My eye life cannot be focused on what the enemy is doing. My eyes must be fixed on Jesus. And what I need to do, I need to put my shield up. And as my shield is up, I can fight the battle effectively. And this is where it becomes important, because if I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places, and if I am, my position is in heavenly places. My location is planet Earth. That's my location, position and location. But you have to live your life according to your position, not according to location, because if you live your life according to location, you will forget about your position. But your position is one of victory. Your position is one of overcoming already. So if that's true, then you have the power of Matthew 18:18-19, which says, whatever you bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosened in the earth, or loosened in heaven, is loosened upon the earth. So I want you to understand that Satan, what the enemy is busy trying to do, he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's trying to make you anxious. He's trying to make you fear, because whatever is controlled by Satan fears. Whatever fear allows, controls. Satan wants to control you. That is why the word Satan, the word Satanas, is the word accuser. And the word accuser, or the word Lucifer, which is even a better word for describing this, the word Lucifer means one that reflects glory. Now, when Lucifer stood in the presence of God, God's power will radiate out of God. It will hit Lucifer. Lucifer would be dressed in all of the emeralds, gold, sapphire, diamonds. And what will happen is it will radiate off him. In other words, light will come off him. Now, somewhere Satan forgot, and I want to show you how powerful it is. Somewhere Lucifer forgot. He was not a producer. He was a reflector. And because he forgot that he was a reflector and not a producer, he allowed pride to enter him. As soon as he allowed pride to enter him, the inner atmosphere of who he was changed. Lucifer became Satan when he allowed an outer atmosphere to become an inner reality. We are sitting exactly with the same issue. We as Christians can choose tonight. We can choose tonight. You can choose, because Scripture says you have a choice. And I want to write that for you. You have a choice. You can allow fear in, or you can allow faith in. It is your choice. Because Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 27 says it to me. Give Satan no foothold. No foothold. The word foothold there is the Greek word topaz. And it means access point. It means door. Give the devil no door in your life. Give him no way to come into you. And I can tell you right now what Satan is trying to rob. Satan right now, in this instance, he is just after a couple of things. Satan is heavily minded, guys. Right now, his number one goal is your peace. You know why he wants your peace? Very simple. Because you are ruled by your peace, or you are controlled by your worry. I want you to just to see the two different things. The Bible says, let the peace of God rule you. The word rule there is the word brabeo, and it means calling the shots. It's like an umpire whistling. Let the peace of Christ whistle in your life. Let it be the one calling the shots. If you're not allowing the peace of God to rule you, worry will control you. And as soon as worry controls you, what will happen is you will become a puppet in the hands of Satan, and he will play with you. He will control you this way, control you that way, control you this way, control you that way. And especially in this season, especially in this time that we find ourselves now in with COVID-19, we are seeing people being controlled by the prince and the power of the air. And I want you to note again, and I'm going to draw this again for you, that you get it, guys, because you have to understand this. And I want to show you just one last thing. There is four realms. Satan has got four realms. The first one, principality. I don't want to write all of that out. Principality. Second realm, powers. Third realm, rulers of the darkness. Fourth realm, wickedness of high places. These are our enemies. And the Bible makes it clear that you can fight these enemies effectively. How do you fight them effectively? Well, let me draw for you. You can take up your shield of faith. Ana Lembana, pick up that shield, put it in front of you, because you are not left without weapons. Your weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. And that is why you've received the Word of God. The Word of God is the Rhema sword of the Spirit. The word Rhema there is a short little sword. And that is the Greek word for there is the word, the sword of the Spirit is the Greek word Makaria. And the word Makaria was a small dagger-like sword. It looked like this. It was a small dagger-like sword like that. And it was used for jabbing. In actual fact, what the soldiers did in their day, they exercised themselves with this big wooden sword that was about 40 pounds, 20 kilos. And when they became very, very strong, if the enemy came close enough, they would have jabbed at them. They would have plunged their Makaria swords in them, and they would have killed them on the spot. Your weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. And maybe I want to give you one last one just to get your attention and really get your attention. The Bible says one of your weapons that you actually also have is shoes of peace. Now, this word shoes of peace is such a, because I just told you, Satan is after your peace. Why your peace? Because the peace of God needs to rule your life. And guys, please, we need your email addresses. Type in your email address. Get this teaching. It's going to help you. It's going to empower you. It's going to equip you. Why is Satan after your peace? Because your peace, the peace of God, is the Greek word eirene, and it means control. It wants God. It means calling the shots. Brabeo. God wants to call the shots by peace. Satan, again, I say, wants you to worry. Because whatever worries is controlled. Whatever is behind worry is a spirit. It's called the spirit of manipulation, witchcraft, fear, etc. You have not received that type of spirit. But again, let me just draw this. The shoes of peace is such a bad translation because it's actually shoes of war. It's actually shoes of war. And I'll end with that. I'm going to try to draw this. I'm not very good at this, but let's draw. They'd say that's a shoe. If the shoes of peace looked in, if you had a shoe of peace, it was a New Testament type of sandal. Let's use that as a sandal. Maybe that would work, I don't know. But underneath these shoes was 2.5 inch nails. 2.5 2.5 inch nails was under the shoes of peace. And here's the bottom line, and I'll end of this. Here is the bottom line. Your war is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness. Weakness of high places, we know this. We know that you are not your imagination, you are not your thought life. Or you are your thought life if you allow the wrong thought in, because your wrong thought will create the imagination, which will create a world, which will create a language. But you have weapons. The first weapon you have is the shield of faith. The second weapon you have is the sword of the Spirit. I just showed you the Makarios sword. But then you have a fourth weapon that most people never talk about. This weapon is called the shoes of peace. And this shoes of peace have got 2.5 inch nails at the bottom of them. And these shoes of peace was meant not to be moved, not to be moved. In other words, as you stand in your shoes of peace, what it means was this: when a soldier took his territory and he stood with his shield of faith in front of him, with his sword in his belt of truth, with his breastplate of righteousness, his helmet of salvation, he was not to be moved. What do you do with a man that's got 2.5 inch nails under his shoes? You don't move that man. And so I want to encourage you with these words that come to a close. God has equipped you with the necessary tools of war. Your weapons of warfare are not carnal, but the mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Satan does not have the last say. God has got the last say in everything. But you have to not be left behind in thoughts that wants to dictate another reality to you. You will come out of this. You will be more successful. You will increase out of this, and you will be more blessed. But I want you to note the word Garden of Gethsemane. The word Gethsemane means olive press. Jesus went actually into the Garden of Gethsemane. He was pressed as an olive there. But olive presses are just there to increase more anointing. So this time that we are right in now, it might not be comfortable. It might not be easy, but it's increasing oil. It's getting you more oil. And the more oil you have, the more faith you have. The more faith you have, the more powerful you'll be in the acts of God. The people that know their God will do great exploits in God, Daniel 11:32b. So may your faith be activated, not your fear. And may you understand that Satan has got four rounds: principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, weakness of high places. But you have weapons too. Your weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. Weapon number one, get your shield up. Weapon number two, get your sword out. Weapon number three, put the belt of truth. Put truth centrally in your life. The belt of truth was centrally in this outfit that Paul was looking at. Why? Because if the belt of truth was not in place, every other armor piece would have not made sense. So that is why you have a belt of truth, because everything in the armor is centralized in this belt. Everything, the shield is hang on this belt. The sword is put into this belt. Everything is about the belt of truth. And I want to encourage you tonight to say this: get your shield up, get your sword out, and stand. If you've done everything to stand, stand there for. And let me say this, this thing will go by. We will get through this and we're going to be more powerful. But we have to know we are not fighting a name. We are fighting a spirit. And this spirit shall bow its knee and we will be victorious. So I want to pray for you. I want to encourage you. I want to say to you, get your shields up. The only reason why there's fear is because the shield is not there. The only reason why there might be what is because the shield is not there. The only reason why you might be concerned is because the shield is not there. But when you have the shield in place, all things are possible. So I want to encourage you with that. And you might be in a situation tonight where you say, I feel left behind. I feel left behind of my worries, my concerns. I feel left behind not knowing definitely what's going to happen in the day of tomorrow. Well, use your faith. Use your faith. And be the powerful you. The awesome truth is you'll wrestle. In this wrestling match, you're going to win. Why? Why? And maybe I can just say that one last time. Why? Why will you win? Why will you win? And it's because of this. This is why you will win. This is why you will win. I am sure you will win because of this reason. and I'll draw the last one for you, is the Bible calls you more than a conqueror. The word more than a conqueror is the word hooper nikos. The word hooper nikos. The word hooper means above and beyond. The word nikos means fighter. You are more than above the fight that's against you. That's why you're more than a conqueror. In actual fact, this word more than a conqueror gives us the picture of somebody stepping into a boxing ring with you and being so fearful because they see the one that's in your corner. May you know that there's one in your corner that is stronger than the one that's opposing you. You are hupernikos. You are more than a conqueror. May you be reminded of that tonight. And so I want to pray for you tonight. I want to pray for every single one of you. I want to encourage every single one of you. I hope this has helped you a little bit. I can go in very in-depth with it, but I want it to be very baseline tonight to help you, that you will understand your fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wickedness of high places. And so if you've joined us just now, we need your email addresses so that we can send this teaching to you, to equip you, to enrich you, to empower you where you are at. But I want to pray for you. I want to pray against the spirit of fear. I want to encourage you, get your shield up. Put that shield up, guys. Get the shield up. Analembano. First of all, above all, taking the shield of faith. Get your shield up. Put it in front of you. Then Satan will not be able to reach you. So let's pray. Father, I thank you that I can pray for my friends right now. I thank you, God, that I can pray for each and every one of them. Lord, I thank you that in this moment, Lord, I can speak over their lives. Lord, that they will be able to stand against, Lord, the wiles of the devil. Lord, that they will be able to stand against what Satan is busy trying to do. And Father, that they will be more than conquerors and they will understand that. Thank you, Father, that COVID-19 is a name and shall bow its knee. But our war is not against flesh and blood. Lord, it's against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wickedness of high places. And so, Father, we remind ourselves we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And so, Father, I plead your blood again over us. We thank you that we stand victoriously so. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.